I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, we're all part of a science experiment here in the United States. It's an experiment tried nowhere else in the world to see if you just ignore a pandemic, it'll just go away and everything will be fine. Well, we've been trying this for a while. So far, everything's not fine. 1,000 people a day continue to die. We have the highest rate of infection in the world. We have single states that have the highest rate of infection in the world if they were a country. It's really, really getting very, very bad. But people continue to do nothing. They continue to go around maskless. They continue to protest masks. It's a science experiment. Now, it's not a science experiment to see how stupid people in America are, although we can probably come to some conclusions about that. But it's a real deal. And let me explain what it is. It comes out of something known as the Great Barrington Declaration. That's a real declaration that was made in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, at a conference hosted by the American Institute for Economic Research. Now, that's a think tank that is dedicated to free market principles, founded by the Charles Koch Institute, and according to the Times, referred to it as a, quote, scientific treatise that calls for allowing the coronavirus to spread naturally in order to achieve herd immunity. So, this isn't just an accident. It isn't just this Scott Atlas guy is calling for herd immunity because he's an idiot who doesn't know very much about medicine, which I think is also true. No, this is the type of experiment that Charles Koch likes. It's the kind of experiment where you see how much damage will happen if you do something stupid. They've done that with the economy over and over again. Let's cut taxes to the bone for the wealthy and let the middle class and the poor make up for it. They keep trying that over and over. The result is always a disaster, and the response is always the same. Well, we just need to try it harder. This declaration was made on October the 4th, I believe, and there are the three authors, Dr. Bhattacharya Sunetra Gupta of Oxford University and Martin Kulldorff of Harvard, met with Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar, and I don't know much about the two doctors. I do know Alex Azar is incompetent. He was invited by Dr. Atlas, who is also incompetent. So I don't have a lot of faith in whoever the heck these people are, and I would do a deep dive and research their past, but I can tell you, they're not going to be the top epidemiologists in the country, because we know who those people are. And it's not about pandemic or how many people die. It's all about the economy. And in their calculations, it just doesn't matter how many people die. But that's not the kind of calculations most of us make. And that's not the kind of scientific experiment we want to be a part of. We've explained on the show before how herd immunity, without having a vaccine, is nonsensical. It's scientific idiocy. And it's a death march. People will die. Massive numbers of people will die. It's just saying, I give up. I throw up my hands. Nothing we can do. And that's literally what White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has said. We give up. We're not going to be able to do anything anymore. We're not going to be able to beat this virus. We're just going to have to learn to live with it. And Trump kind of implied the same thing. So that's where we are as a country, neck deep in a science experiment based on pseudoscience. And it's murdering us. Now, you might be aware that Dr. Fauci has been pretty much replaced by Dr. Scott Atlas, who we have talked about before here. He was a nobody until Stephen Miller met him at a QAnon meeting. He wasn't someone with prestigious credentials. He isn't someone who should be in the position he's in at all. His claim to fame is his involvement with the Hoover Institution, an extremely conservative think tank, and he has been a strong opponent of government health care. In 2008, he was the presidential campaign health advisor for Rudy Giuliani. That is not an endorsement of your competence. Here's a quote of what he had to say about Mitt Romney and government health care. He said, Mitt Romney's legacy is the creation of a multi-billion-dollar government health bureaucracy that punishes employers and insists middle-income individuals either purchase health insurance or pay for their own health care. The former is a mandate, the latter is a tax, and neither one is free market. You get where he's coming from. With health care, you're on your own. The government shouldn't be involved. Now, we covered Mitt Romney. A lot of people don't remember when he ran for president, but the recurring theme was, on our show, he was the biggest liar we'd ever seen run for president. We used to chronicle the massive number of lies he told while he was running. At the time, we thought it was just insane that he could get away with so many lies, but we hadn't been introduced to Donald Trump yet. Trump, of course, completely blew him out of the water. But what did Romney do? After he lost, he hired Dr. Scott Atlas as one of his five healthcare advisors to help him attack the Affordable Care Act. You know, the one that was based on Romneycare. Because Romney sometimes seems like he's a good guy, but he never is. He only looks out for Romney. That's always the way he has been, and he'll change his position in a heartbeat. Dr. Redfield, who is a legitimate doctor, although doing a terrible, terrible job as director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, he said everything Atlas says is false, and that's pretty much on the money. 78 of Dr. Atlas's medical faculty colleagues at Stanford University issued a statement. In it, they said, many of his opinions and statements run counter to established science and by doing so, undermine public health authorities. Atlas's response was typically Trumpian. He threatened to sue. And in response to that lawsuit, the Stanford faculty member said, well, if Atlas cannot tolerate science-based criticism of his opinions and statements concerning this public health crisis, then he has no business advising anybody, let alone the President of the United States. That's true, but he's still advising the President of the United States. Now again, with this herd immunity concept without a vaccine that is distributed to a set number of people, and it depends on the disease, and it depends on the vaccine. But you can't have herd immunity without that vaccine, and without enough people having had that vaccine. Herd immunity without that is just murder, plain and simple. But a whole bunch of scientists have signed a herd immunity statement that supports just going to herd immunity. And this statement has been fully embraced by the White House. Sky News did some actual journalism, and they looked at the list, and they found some interesting doctors. Some doctors that I have heard of before. For example, one of the doctors was Dr. I.P. Freely. I think he was featured prominently on The Simpsons. I think Bart called Moe's Tavern under that name. There was also the world-renowned Dr. Person fake name. And, of course, who can forget Dr. Johnny Bananas, who listed himself as a doctor of hard sums. Then there was this great listing for a general practitioner in the United Kingdom. His name is Dr. Harold Shipman. Now, there was a general practitioner called Harold Shipman. He killed more than 200 of his patients before he was arrested in 1998. There are also 18 self-declared homeopaths on the list. We've talked about homeopathy on this segment of the show before. They're just crackpots. There is no science in homeopathy. Now, for an open letter on herd immunity, I'd kind of want to hear from immunologists and people who have that as an expertise. But no, there were 100 therapists, massage therapist, hypnotherapist, psychotherapist, and even someone who describes himself as a therapeutic sound practitioner. This wasn't a real open letter. This is something that people could go online and just sign on to. And nobody checked people's credentials. Nobody organized this in a specific way to get people whose opinion matters. And yes, this was part of the Great Barrington Declaration. That's what we're talking about. That's who signed up. 150,000 members of the general public, apparently, and 15,000 so-called scientists and medical practitioners, although that's very loosely used. So the truth is, this so-called open letter from medical professionals is actually a fraud put together by a group of far right-wing conservatives who value the economy above people. The lies are endless from this administration, and the danger is real. The election is coming up, and you need to